get by. It resides between my eyes. Walked through the fire, came out better on the other side. See, life's like a beach if you find the sand. And right now, I'm feeling like $100,000. Dr. Jeremy Weiss here. I'm founder of InspiredInsider.com, where I talk with inspirational entrepreneurs and leaders like the founders of P90X, Baby Einstein, Atari, and many more, and how they overcome big challenges in life and business. Today, we have one of the top fitness professionals. Elliot Hulse is a strength coach, pro strongman, owner of the world-renowned strength camp in St. Petersburg, Florida. His YouTube channels have over 1.3 million subscribers who tune in for education, inspiration, and becoming the strongest version of ourselves. Elliot, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here with you, Jeremy.
So, Elliot, since this Inspired Insider, I always ask the question, what's been the lowest point in your life and how you push through?
Let me hit this do not disturb because I can... Well, I got to say that
I'm like crying from that last one. I'm sorry. Like that was.
Hey, man. I think we've all been there at one point, at least. I don't think we all start out.
Exactly.
Like Jeremy.
Exactly.
I think I just emerged from a pretty dark place.
Just you now, know? You mean?
Recently? Yeah. The past 8 months that I took in order to recover and regroup so that I can reemerge in doing my work, you know, resurrecting and showing up again on YouTube, look one thing to the viewer, but for me, it's been a matter of, okay, am I ready to do my work? Because this is my work. You know, it's not a hobby, it's my profession. You know, and for anybody to live their life not being able to fulfill their vocation or their calling is a painful thing. So it was a pretty, I say dark in that I wasn't, you know, I wasn't wallowing in my own disgust, but I didn't feel fully embodied, and I didn't feel integrous, I didn't feel myself, and really it was a deconstruction of ego that's a difficult thing, you know, to believe you're one thing and then have a sledgehammer come and destroy it completely is shattering. You know, it's I don't want to say life shattering, but it's a shattering of the psyche.
Yeah.
So it took me some time to figure out where I want to go, who I want to be, and what it's going to take to do that work, to do my work in a sustainable way.
Yeah. You know,
part of the problem was that I was going balls to the wall like I always do. And burnt myself out, and I had to decide, can I do this work without burning myself out?
Yeah.
And I had to look at how is that going to happen. If you notice my videos, I still make Yo Elliot videos. I enjoy doing them, and you know I grow more and more animated as I get more practice since taking off so much time.
Yeah.
But my videos on my Strength Camp channel, I'm not trying to prove myself with the amount of weight I lift anymore. I'm not trying to prove how much of a beast I am, which is you know what attracted people to the channel.
Yeah.
I work out with my wife, and sometimes my son Benjamin shows up.
Yeah, I was watching one today. Yeah, he's like hanging on the bar. You're like just counting how long he can hang there for. Yeah. It's just a regular workout. It's like a regular workout with Elliot.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to prove anything. If you enjoy my presence and my company, I'm here for you. I'm not trying to entertain you in any great way. I want to do my work in a sustainable fashion, and that means I enjoy working out and enjoy having you here while I work out, and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting because it could have been, you know, 3 months. It could have been 8 months. It could have been 3 years. Right. So what was do you think the biggest thing that you needed to break through during that 8 months that allowed you to just, okay, I can do this and not burn myself out or kill myself with this?
To give my permission not to be. It's going to sound weird, but give myself permission not to be awesome. I think that it's always a matter of doing big, better, more, more extravagant. I've watched a lot of people in my industry, one who was killed, rest in peace, trying to do more and more bigger, better, more extravagant, more grandiose presentations, you know, to entertain an audience that's hungry. I mean, because with YouTube, it's not like, you know, you show up once a week like American Idol, or, well, that's like 2-3 times a week, but like TV shows where they show up once a week. It's, you can show up all day, every day if you want to. And that's a road to burnout. So giving myself permission to be small, giving myself permission just to make good enough videos that are comfortable enough for me to make because I feel like making them and be good enough with that.
So on the flip side, Elliot, what's been one of the proudest moments?
Proudest moments of my life?
Yeah.
You know, I set a lot of goals early on in my career, and one of them was to live in a particular neighborhood in St. Petersburg, because, you know, it was a new city to me. I grew up in Long Island. And when I came down here, one of my clients showed me around, and she showed me various neighborhoods, and there was one neighborhood that had a lot of oak trees that reminded me of back home in Long Island. And I was like, because it's all palm trees here. Kind of get sickening, actually. They look like weeds after a while. So I was like, man, I want to live in this neighborhood. And I remember being really down one day, just not feeling the best because, you know, I was struggling. And driving Colleen's, the car we shared, which was a little white Ford Escort, through the neighborhood whenever I felt down, and just looking at the houses and saying, I'm going to live here one day. And I park in one house, and I visualize myself walking up to the door, and that's going to be my house one day. And that must have been 7-8 years ago. And I live in that neighborhood now, and I have a nice house on a nice block. And the day that I was able to afford that for my wife and my children, at that point, there was just one child. Now there's four, and I have a big enough house and pool for them to enjoy themselves. I felt really proud of myself.
I was
amazed at how goal setting and visualization really works. Just in awe, and also proud that, man, I can do this. If I can do this, I can do anything.
I mean, I remember that is truly amazing. And one of the things that touched me with one of your videos was, you have a lot of fans, and you touch them, and millions of people, essentially. And you've had notes of people, like suicide, but people who, I don't know if they emailed or called in, but what was one of those where you actually literally helped change someone's, the course of their life? Do you remember any of those?
This is going to be sound strange again, but it's too big for me to really understand and to know. Because when we make these videos, when you make this podcast, you don't know who's listening and where they are in their life at this particular moment, and what you say at that particular moment that might revolutionize their life. And there's a lot of those. You know, the more people that are exposed to what you're saying, the more people, something you share changes everything for them. You know, I remember listening to Alan Watts, like when I was in high school, and his words literally took my brain and turned it around in my skull. But he's dead, long gone, and whoever uploaded those videos to Napster probably has no idea that changed my life. So I'll get emails every once in a while that either my assistant or customer service will pass through, and they'll say, hey, this is a good one. And it would be like someone who's like on the verge of doing something that may have been irreversible. And something I said in a video changed their life, and it changed their decision, allowed them to make a decision. And it's a tough thing to accept and realize or receive as the individual who makes the content, because it's like, I never really set out to do that, and I don't know what I said, and I don't even think what I said is probably that important to me, but it did something for someone else. And that's part of the reason why I think it's important to just keep doing your work, because you don't know who you're affecting at that particular time. The other part of it is trying to remain detached, because I look at it less of Elliot Hull saved your life, rather than the right piece of information was shared with you at the right time when you needed it. Mm-hmm. I really believe in the law of attraction, and I really believe that if your true self wants you to live, it's going to give you the thing that spurs you into action for life. It wasn't me. It wasn't Elliot Hulse. It was you wanting to hear that piece of information and it coming to you because of that desire.
Yeah. Elliot, I really appreciate your time. And I know we're right after the hour. Where should we, I have one last question, but where should we point people towards? Where should they check you out?
Oh man, I love social media. Of course I have ElliotHulse.com, which is my website. Mm-hmm. And I don't update it nearly as much. I got some events that aren't even posted on there. But if you go to my Facebook wall, you'll catch me. If you go to YouTube, of course, I've got my two channels, Elliot Hulse and Strength Camp. I make Snapchats now, so if you want to catch me on Snapchat, it's Elliot Hulse, or Instagram, it's Elliot Hulse. So yeah. I'm all over the place. I think that's the way it is these days, right?
Yeah. So my last question, I want to thank your wife, Colleen, for helping set this up. Also, Matt Gallant for raving about you and telling me you need to talk to Elliot. And my last question is, who are three people you want to train? I mean, you do tons of training. Who are three people you want to, if you could pick anyone,
man,
who do you want to have come in and train?
Who I would like to train with? I'm going to tell you who I want to train with.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to get them. Let's get them. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'd love to train with The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, man, he's so damn cool. I watch his Instagram videos and some of the mashups on YouTube, and I used to love him when I used to watch WWE. Man, the guy is so jacked, but he's also good looking with a smile, and he's so animated. He's just he's my man crush, I guess.
Okay. Anyone else? The Rock. Who else you want to train
with? Really all I've been thinking. I'd have to really think about it if there was anybody else, but The Rock, that's it.
All right. So if we get you The Rock, then can I come and train with you or what?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course.
There's no way in hell I can lift one of those boulders, but I'll try. No, Elliot, thank you so much. There's so many things people need to check out, on your videos, and I almost bought you a domain name before we got on because it just hit me, you know, you're like the fitness philosopher. it was $2,100, so I'm like, oh, I'll let him buy it if he wants it, but but it is available. So, but Elliot, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Take care, Jeremy. What I got, you can't buy. It resides between my eyes. Walked through the fire, came out better on the other side. See, life's like a beach if you find the sand. And right now, I'm feeling like 100 grand.